connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Hariyam, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a great show on hand for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. We will be focusing tonight on the Infinity Codes of 2007. We'll be talking about Archangel Michael and a dialogue with him and Celia Fenn. We will be discussing as well Healing with Your Higher Self, a channeling from Michelle Eloff, and this is information from Master Kasumi. That part was not advertised in our program as far as the billing is concerned, so you're in for, a special treat in that respect. Before we get into the heart of the information this evening, I'd like to remind everyone in the USA and Canada that you may call in toll-free at 888-228-4494. That's USA and Canada, 888-228-4494. And worldwide, 877-489-6350. That's worldwide, toll-free, 877-489-6350. I would also like to mention that for about the last 3 months, I've been doing a meditation that I would like to highly recommend, and it's from Bashar, and this information can be obtained at www.bashar.org. And for lack of better terminology, I like to call it the Jagged Spiral Meditation. And this particular meditation was described as Bashar as one of the most powerful tools that he has been able to share with us as a planet, and that he had required special permission to make it available to us at this time. And I'd like to highly recommend this particular technique. It's basically involved with assisting you to detach from core beliefs that may or may not serve you any longer. And the information is on core beliefs and transforming core beliefs workshops that can be purchased at the Bashar site. Coincidentally with that information, and also tying in with the information that we'll be sharing with you this evening, there is a new crop circle in the UK that hasn't been named yet, that I personally call it the Jagged Spiral, because it's almost a replica of the diagrams that Bashar recommends in the technique that he teaches. And further information regarding crop circles, some weeks ago, one of the scientists on our show explained that many of the, which we'd call legitimate crop circles, are made with a technology that cannot be duplicated with current science, which I think really says a lot about the designs, the shapes, the vibrations that are coming from these particular manifestations on the planet. And with respect to the Infinity Codes of 2007, I personally started working with those crop circles about a year and a half ago, and they were available, at least many of them were, about 15 or so at no charge, and they were fully activated on the internet. And I understand that since that time, there is now a fee. This product has now become the most popular product of the year, actually, on the internet last year. And it's called HemiSync, and these are the crop circles activated, and an amazing meditation, and I believe they're approximately $47 to get this particular product off the internet. And again, I would highly recommend those to anyone interested in this subject. Now, the Infinity Codes of 2007 were basically communicated from the Arcturians through Janosch, and that's J-A-N-O-S-H. And you can check out Janosch. Actually, I came across him under Sacred Geometry. And if you are interested on your web browsers, you can check out Janosch Sacred Geometry, or you can also look under Infinity Codes of 2007. And this evening, I'd like to begin by sharing with you this channeling, which is basically a dialogue between Celia Fenn and Archangel Michael, and the topic would be changing perceptions of time and the nature of holographic or quantum reality. Have you noticed what has happened to time recently? I've heard from a lot of people that they feel stuck, as if they're not moving and they should be somewhere else. Then, often these same people tell me that their lives are chaotic and intense and they can't keep up. The standard explanation is that modern life has speeded up, and since Earth began her transformations, we are experiencing higher vibrations. Well, as you learn in basic metaphysics, when the vibrations increase on the higher level, the physical level slows down. That's why meditation helps to slow down the busy mind and relax the body, for the influence of the peaceful energy of the higher vibrations takes over. So Celia Fenn asked Archangel Michael about this, and this is their dialogue together. Celia, so what is happening with time on the planet? Archangel answers, time is slowing down. Celia, but everyone keeps saying that time is speeding up. That doesn't correlate. Well, it depends on which perspective you take. Indeed, the vibrational frequency of Earth plane has increased significantly as Earth entered the fifth dimension. And yes, as the frequencies increase, the experience of time on your planet slows down. Celia, is this a process? What is happening? Well, by 2012, you will enter no time. You will release the concept of linear time to enter into holographic or cosmic time. In effect, there will be no time as you know it. Linear time is an artificial construct that creates a rhythm that is not in alignment with cosmic pulse. Now, as you move out of this artificial construct into no time, you are raising frequency to the point that linear time no longer exists for you. You live in a state of total immediacy, what we will call ultimate presence. Your rational mind is learning to perceive these changes as a gradual slowing of time. Now, as time slows to the point of ceasing altogether, and as you prepare to enter holographic time by raising your vibrational frequency to match that of the cosmic hologram that is outside of linear time, you will become more proficient at the skill of manifestation. As you align with the cosmic pulse, you will also align more fully with your inner light and divinity and your ability to create and manifest. And since you are manifesting at an increased rate, it will appear as if time is speeding up. What is in fact speeding up is the rate of manifestation, since that is where your planetary energy is primarily focused right now. You, as a collective, have learned to manifest things and material objects at an alarming rate. You may wish, as you become more accustomed to the new vibrational frequencies, to focus your creative energies beyond the economic paradigm of producing material goods in exchange for money. you will, in any event, need to slow down. Otherwise, you'll probably disappear under a mountain of redundant objects. Celia, I guess you are right. That is what we would call a sustainable future, where we don't bury the earth in waste matter from the rate of our creations of material things that we think that we need. We are being manipulated into thinking that we need to keep getting new things all the time. I suppose it is fun to keep creating new things, but we need also to begin to be more responsible in our creations and to see what it is that we really need and what we can do to live in a more responsible way, where we think about other people and the effects on the planet as a whole. Why is no one really noticing these changes in the fabric of time and reality right now? Archangel Michael. But of course they do, but not yet with the rational mind, for the mind is still trying to maintain the illusion that all is as it has always been, and that nothing has really changed that much. The mind feels safer this way. It is as yet still very uncertain about the stability of this new quantum reality. But the rest of your being is moving inexorably into holographic reality or time, and so the mind registers the stress on the body as panic or anxiety as the known world changes. Many people suffer from anxiety and panic disorders as they seek to cope with the deep changes. I am sure that most of you are familiar with the ascension symptoms. Well, most of these, including the exhaustion, the nausea, the dizziness, and headaches, etc., have little to do with cleansing and more to do with the body adjusting to a new time frame. It is a process of recalibration of the being to a higher frequency that manifests as a much slower reality frame. But within that slower time frame, the process of manifestation is moving much faster, creating feelings of anxiety and disorientation in some. The deep emotional and mental changes are a result of this recalibration and realignment. As you align more closely to the divine essence within you, your care center of light and love, you move into a clearer and purer sense of your own being, that which we call the absolute truth of who you are. With each small shift, you become more of who you truly are, and more of the illusions and the dross falls away. You discover that you are a being of light in a cosmos of manifest love. That is your true identity in the realms of light called heaven, and it is your true identity as you bring heaven to earth to create the new earth as a place of love made manifest. These changes can cause intense anxiety and stress as your body-mind complex registers that there is something not quite as it used to be, and that the fabric of reality as it has been for thousands of years is now changing very rapidly. This can also cause deep inner depression as the being feels out of control. For the process of linear time is a control mechanism. You always knew how and why things would happen and within a given time frame. Now you are moving into a seemingly random field where the laws of synchronicity and resonance are what create reality, and these operate outside of linear time. We would now introduce a new term, localized time, to replace the idea of linear time. Localized time is where you are right now. It is that point of consciousness that you have chosen to focus into the earth plane from the whole spectrum of who you are on many dimensions of light. So you perceive your reality within a local setting that is where you are right now on earth. But at the same time, you exist in holographic or cosmic time, which is a much larger frame that contains the reality of who you are. Celia, so is humanity moving into a perception of non-localized or cosmic time? Archangel Michael, yes indeed. This is the purpose of the great shift for humanity. It is not business as usual, but an enormous shift in the fabric of reality and how that reality is perceived. From this perceptual shift will also come a new way of living and creating, But humanity is still only on the brink of this true shift that will awaken them to the possibilities within their creative matrix and what can be achieved when they awaken to their true being as masters of light and co-creators with spirit. Celia, can you give us an idea of what this will mean for us? Archangel Michael. Well, yes, you as a collective humanity, human angels, will begin to perceive yourselves as you are, as infinite beings on a continuum of light that expresses pure love at all times. What does this mean? It means that you have the power to see your reality for what it is beyond the narrow confines of linear time and duality. You can see and understand how simple it is. For when you created linear time, you created the paradigm for conflict. For linear time is, as I have already mentioned, a control system, and all control systems go against the cosmic flow and cause, and also cause friction. This is what you have come to call the war of dark and light. In truth, it is merely the heavy nature of linear time that causes the sense of darkness, for indeed, all is light. Once linear time has been removed and you are integrated once more into the cosmic pulse, you will have the freedom to create as you choose within the flow of divine creative intelligence or holographic time. The friction will be removed and the frequencies of light will pour forth onto the planet in a symphony of cosmic creation that will be beautiful and wonderful to behold. Celia, the obvious question would seem to be, why did we create linear time? Archangel Michael. It was a necessary part of the evolution of the human angel that you are. In order to experience the density of material existence to its fullest, you were allowed to create this dense control system that would direct and control your material existence and create the illusion that you were indeed separate from light. But now you have pierced the illusion and you no longer need linear time to hold you in your material bodies. Now that you fully understand the nature of material density and that you are infinite beings of light, you are free to choose to be within a material body and experience yourself as a limitless being of light at the same time. So you are learning to replace linear time with a sense of possibility and infinity. All things are possible on the continuum of infinity, which is your creative space now. You are ready to fully release the concept of linear time and become fully conscious holographic beings. Of course, there are implications here also for how you experience space as well, and we'll speak of that another time. I'll leave you for now. So that was the conversation. We surely are in another space and place and time frame, a magical, fluid, creative, and awesome place. We are finally waking up to who we are, magnificent beings of light experiencing material existence for the sheer pleasure and delight of being here in this superb and wonderful dream of existence. And further to this dialogue, and for those of you who would like to take advantage of activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being, I will continue with an activation meditation through Archangel Michael. To begin this meditation and activation, you will need to first connect with your I Am or higher presence. This is what we call the cosmic human or human angel. That part of you that is infinite and eternal. To do this, you can focus on the images above by Janosch, which is a reference actually to the Infinity Codes of 2007. So to see the visual image of this, you can check out the Infinity Codes of 2007. And allow yourself to feel that angelic and infinite presence within yourself. For as Michael teaches, ascension essentially has two components. The first part is this connection with a higher and angelic self, that reaching up and finding that heaven is within you. The second part is allowing that heaven to descend into the physical form, and this is the process of bringing heaven to earth. It is the process whereby peace and love will be brought to the earth plane from the spirit realm. So this activation enables you to prepare your physical being to accept the infinity codes that are being transmitted to the earth since 2007. So to begin the activation, breathe deeply and focus into your heart chakra. Now, as you feel the energy within your heart chakra, feel how your higher chakras are open to the flow of energy from spirit. The crown is open, and then the brow, and the throat, and the heart. There is a clear flow of spirit from the higher realms and into your heart chakra. And so as you feel this flow of energy, breathe deeply and say to yourself, I am. I am a cosmic human. I am a human angel bringing heaven to earth. And so, as you feel the truth and perfection of who you are flowing into your being, allow your heart to open fully and to transmit the energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. Unconditional love accepts all and loves all. Unconditional love is based in total self-acceptance, for all is beautiful and created from the great love of the Source, and all is an expression of the love of the Source. For the loving energy of Source creates according to the desires and wishes that you express. So as you align with your perfection, you align with the template of perfection that was placed in your DNA by the Elohim angels who designed the human angelic form with all its potentials for you to explore. So allow yourself to feel the unconditional love that flows through you. Compassion is the energy that allows you to feel the path of others as if it were your own. For indeed it is. For you are all one in your state of love and perfection. But as you live on the earth plane, you experience the blessing of individual consciousness, so you are able to exercise compassion with love and bless the path and being of all who come into your life. For there is a reason for everything that you experience, for you are all one. Gratitude is the mirror image of the divine. For when you can look at all that you have created in your life and say that it is good, then you are truly working with the perfection of who you are. And when you express this gratitude, then your words and feelings flow to heaven as a blessing that flows back to you with more blessings and love. And so, dearest human angels, now move your consciousness into your physical being, starting with your mental body and the solar plexus chakra. Here you can say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy mental patterns that hold me back. I am ready to release all ideas and beliefs about limitation and lack, about pain and suffering, about low self-worth and judgment of self and others. In place of this, I am ready to embrace the new energy of love and abundance and joy. For as I clear away old patterns, I create space for the flow of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude to be expressed through my physical body in ideas that create joy and abundance and love. This expresses the perfection of who I am. Now, dearest human angels, move your energy to the next level, to the emotional body and the sacral chakra. Now say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy emotional patterns that produce fear, anger, anxiety, and stress. In their place, I am ready to embrace the new energy of love, peace, calm, and joy. I am ready to allow my emotional body to be used as an instrument to express the higher energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. All my emotions will be a reflection of these energies. This will express the beauty and the perfection of who I am. And finally, dearest human angels, allow your focus to move to your physical body and the base chakra. say to yourself, I am ready to release all old ideas and energies and feelings and emotions about my physical body. I am ready to align with a template of perfect health and well-being that is within my DNA or physical Akashic records. And as I activate this template, I allow myself to experience perfect health and well-being. As I release all old energy ideas of guilt and punishment and unworthiness, I embrace the idea of my perfection and the knowledge that I can experience this perfection on the physical level as well. And so I ask that as this template is activated, that I am empowered to release all the old patterns of disease and degeneration that are encoded in the DNA as well, that they may be released and replaced by the perfect codes of the Elohim template for perfect health and well-being. For this will express on the physical level the perfection of who I am. And so, dearest human angels, as you finish these activations, breathe deeply and feel within yourself the true perfection of who you are. And so it is. Interesting to note that those words from Archangel Michael and the process of activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being, that this information recently has been proven scientifically. In some of the latest Russian discoveries by Gerasheev, it has been proven that we can consciously affect our DNA, and we do so on an ongoing basis. It has been proven with AIDS patients that the emotions of gratitude and unconditional love can increase the strength of our immune systems some 300,000 times. And the connection here clearly with replacing negative emotions with these positive emotions is clearly the key to perfect health. From the website College of Christ Consciousness and the channelings of Gene Hatch, I refer to the ultimate truths of reality. Some weeks ago we did a show that compared these ultimate truths that came from the time of Mary, mother of Jesus, and correlated them to the current teachings of Bashar, 2,700 years in our future, and they turned out to be almost identical. And this information is clearly reflected in the activation meditation for activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being. And it only makes sense that because all disease is a manifestation of an emotional state, and more specifically some form of dysfunctional emotion, that the proper health would be clearly connected to positive emotion. And I would highly recommend for those that would like to check out this information, that information on the DNA template for perfect health and well-being can be found through Genosh, Sacred Geometry, and the Infinity Codes of 2007. Now, having done that particular meditation, I would also highly recommend healing yourself through your higher self. And this is a channeling from Master Kathumi through Michelle Eloff. Now, for those who are not familiar with Michelle, her information and many, many channelings from Master Kathumi can be found at www.lightweaver.com. www.thebrainwave.com. Now, this is the channeling through Michelle by Master Kathumi. Another very, very, very powerful healing tool. And I personally have used this technique and found it to be absolutely incredible. It is an 11-day program, but the description of the program is fairly easy to remember, and it goes as follows. I am Kathumi, and I come forward upon the rays of love and wisdom to greet thee at this time and to bring unto thee endless blessings of love. Greetings, beloved ones. Allow your energy to become sensitive to the beings that are around you, and allow your heart to open to healing and messages that are to be shared with you today. Greetings be with you this day, brothers and sisters of light. It is with great joy that we gather here today. Allow the energy that is moving through you at this time to focus in your crown center, for this is the center that connects you with the universal white light, allowing the energy to move through you, activating, cleansing, clearing, charging, once again, connecting and grounding you through your base center with the Mother Earth. Allow the universal white light to clear all fogginess and all tension within your head area. Feel any aches within your head dissipate. Allow your jaw to relax. Allow any stiffness around your nasal area to clear. Allow your inner vision to be cleared. Each one of you has with you your master or your spirit guide standing behind you. Some of you may feel a tingling within your head area or a ringing within your ears. Or you may just simply feel at peace, comfortable. Become aware of this presence which stands with you. Allow your old feelings of recognizing this presence guide you. Each one of you is unique and individual, so each one of you shall experience this differently. Today your guide shall assist you in making a direct link with your higher self. For the following 11 days, you need to work closely with your higher self, for your higher self shall be working directly with you on all levels, whether it be physical healing, emotional, mental, or spiritual healing. Any healing that needs to take place shall be assisted through your own higher self and your master. Your master has now placed his or her hands upon your head and is feeding each one of you an electric blue light. This electric blue light is going in through your crown center, down the back of your skull, through your medulla oblongata, down your spine, connecting with your base center. You are each being reminded of your blueprint, and those of you who feel that you need to become in touch with a part of you that is now being activated for you. Whether you have been walking this path for many years or whether it is new to you, this memory shall come to you, for this is what you shall be needing to focus upon in your immediate future. But you need the healing in order to work with this energy. Now allow the electric blue light to be fed through each vertebrae of the spine. And as it is fed through, it forms electric blue coils throughout your body and around your body in an anti-clockwise direction. Allow this energy to spin. As this energy is working through your body, so it is connecting with those parts within you which need the healing. While this is happening, bring your attention back to your crown center and once again feel the presence of your master or guide. You shall be given a name, and this is the name of your guide or master, and this is whom you shall be working with along with your higher self for the following 11 days. So wherever you need assistance or guidance, you shall call upon this being to assist you with whatever it is that is required. The name may be very simple for you, shall be given a name that is familiar to you, that you are comfortable with. So take whatever comes to you. It need not be a fancy name or a name that is difficult to pronounce. Allow it to come to you. Now repeat this name to yourself 4 times and place it within your heart. Now take your focus to your inner eye. And with your inner eye, see standing before you your higher self, that glorious being whom you are. See the beauty and the love that stands before you. This is your higher self. Look into your eyes and see the unconditional love, compassion, the peace, and the joy of recognition. This is you. Now see your higher self sitting before you and take your higher self's hands and hold them tightly. Your higher self shall now speak to you and give you guidance as to what it is you need in your present moment to assist you. It may be one word, or it may be a symbol. It may be a sentence. Be open to the message that is sent to you, for this shall assist you. Open your heart and allow the energy to flow from your higher self to you. Do not doubt your messages. Place your messages within your heart. Allow the flow of energy from your heart center to that of your higher self to remain connected. See the energy moving backwards and forwards smoothly and continuously. Now bring your focus back to the electric blue light that is working through your body. You shall now be shown where it is within your body that healing is needed at this time. Remember that healing may be on any level. It shall be shown to you in the form of a red spot upon your body. Sense whether this is physical or whether it is emotional or mental or whether it is a spiritual healing that is required. Allow your higher self to feed unconditional love into this area. Your master is doing the same, placing their hands upon the pain. For all disease on any level is created by some form of pain. So know now that it is safe for you to release this pain, for you no longer need it. You are able to assist yourself with this healing. Your master is with you to assist you, so know that you do not need to do this alone. You are never alone when you are experiencing anything upon your path. We are always with you. You are never, ever alone. There is no reason for you to carry this pain within your bodies. Your master is now filling your base with universal white light. Each day, visualize the universal white light entering that part of you that requires healing, and allow your higher self to feed the universal love to this part of you. Allow yourself each day to communicate with your higher self and with your master or your guide or whomever it is you feel at one with, whom you feel can assist you with your process, your healing, and your evolvement. This is very real, brothers and sisters. You need to consciously acknowledge those beings who are assisting you at this time, for it is important that you begin to ground this energy within yourselves and realize that what you are working with is not a fantasy. It is not something that is created from your imagination. It is very real. Because you cannot physically see us or there is no tangible proof that we are about, does not mean that we do not exist. What is real for you in what you can touch and what you can see is often illusion. Realize the truth of this, for most of that which is real for you, the chair that you sit upon and the bed that you lie upon, are three-dimensional illusions. They are created by man, and because it is created by man, you accept it as part of your reality. But now we say to you, it is time to go beyond that. To see beyond that and begin to see with your hearts, begin to see with your inner eyes what is truly around you, what is truly assisting you at this time. For the time shall come when you shall realize that the material things around you cannot heal you or fulfill your soul. We love you all so dearly. When you begin to see beyond your three-dimensional reality, you will begin to see true love, the purity of love, for you are all in so much need of this. We are here to offer this to you. By allowing yourselves to be healed, you allow yourselves to be loved. For lack of love causes pain. Any part of you that is not being loved is in pain. It creates a disease, it creates discomfort, and it creates illness. It is a negative energy within your body, for it is not being nurtured with love. This electric blue light will remain with you for the following 11 days, working through your body, releasing imbalances. Allow yourself to work through the processes that you shall be releasing, and know that you have us with you and that you have your higher self with you too. Call upon your master or guide by their name. Look into the eyes of your higher self and feel the presence of love before you, within you, surrounding you, embracing you, and supporting you. Each one of you is now filled with the universal white light, which is expanding, holding you, your master, your higher self, in a bubble of white light. Allow the white light to move through your body, balancing each of your energy bodies and chakras, allowing you to feel the whole, bringing back harmonious balance within your body, activating all of your energy centers. Be gentle with yourselves. Hold yourself in love as we hold you in the love. When you look into your eyes each day, see the love. Do not see your faults. Do not see the imperfections. See all of that which is right with you. Allow yourself to focus upon the rights and the beauties within you, for then you are not feeding the imbalances or the negativities which lie within you. For as you see yourself, so will others begin to see you, if that is all you focus upon. So begin to see yourself as you wish yourself to be, for you are that. Remember, your physical vehicles are not permanent. It is what is inside that is permanent. Your soul, that light that shines, is who you are, and that is what you need to show the world. We bless you all with much love. We bless you all with the strength and courage to see your healing processes come to completion. Know that you are always divinely protected and guided, and know that you are very much loved. Know this, brothers and sisters. Feel it within your hearts. Trust the invisible arms that hold you. For when in times of strife you look to your feet and see but only one set of footprints, these are not yours, these are ours, for we are holding you. Know that we are only but a thought away. Peace be with you all. I am Kathumi, and I greet and bless you in love, Adoine. I think you'll find that if you do that meditation and stick with the program for 11 days, work with the electric blue energy, work with the electric blue energy in coils, visualize the electric blue energy spinning around areas of disease, and even visualizing the electric blue energy in a coil around your entire body and spinning. If you stick with that meditation, I think you'll find amazing, amazing results. I should also like to point out that sometimes I know on radio it feels like when there's a quiet time it's a dead space, and information can sometimes come in very rapidly, and you may lose a thread or forget a thing or two while you're listening to the program. I'd like to remind everybody that at MaxwellGreenSite.com, that's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, green as in the color, site.com. I've put together a one-stop shop for this particular subject area, which involves self-empowerment and healing. The name of the site is called Healing the Known and the Unknown. And basically, this site is set up so that you can go to one place and obviously not find all the information there is, but find all the information that you need to place yourself into personal state of self-empowerment and to work with strengthening the immune system all the way up to and including total immunity from disease. Now, we've touched upon two very powerful techniques this evening, one through Archangel Michael, through Celia Fenn, and that was the activation of the DNA template for perfect health and well-being and healing your higher healing with your higher self, the channeling through Michelle Eloff and Master Kathumi. Now, also at the MaxwellGreenSite.com, for those who are interested, the site has recently been upgraded so that there is some free material there that you can download. One, the 10 concepts of self-empowerment, and a second one for those in any form of abusive relationship. And I'd like to point out that's really a template. In any situation where people give away their power, you're involved with an abusive relationship. So if you actually go to the site and download the free information, you can then make practical use of the template that is presented in that material in any situation in your life where you have become the victim. So it's not just about one article. So I wanted to point that out. So if you go to the site and you do download that information, that you will be able to apply it to many, many different situations. Also, at the site, especially recently, I've been getting lots of requests for the extraterrestrial meditation. And to throw the ET spin on the evening with respect to the ET yoga, I'd like to mention that the extraterrestrials and extraterrestrial information is clearly helping us in these two areas that we need to improve, and that is in self-empowerment and in healing disease. And the extraterrestrial meditation, the XYZ, which is an amazing, amazing meditation. Whether you believe in extraterrestrials or believe in where it came from, the bottom line is it's the most powerful meditation. And this is available now for purchase on the MaxwellGreenSite.com. And I think at a very reasonable cost. I think it's $19.99 for the 1 hour ET yoga show, which includes a number of techniques, some coming from the Pleiadians with respect to the spinning techniques, visualization techniques, pillar of light technique is on that particular show, and it's capped off with the XYZ meditation that originally came from Bashar. And that meditation is actually on one of the workshops for becoming a channel. It's on the channeling workshops, and it was the first time that I had ever come across the XYZ meditation. My personal background is from Sri Ramana Maharshi, the Huamai technique, which is right up there in my top three for sure, as far as meditations, and also from meditations with Paramahansa Yogananda and Sri Swami Satchidananda. Been using the Hari Om technique in one of the shows about a month ago. We actually played a 10-minute segment of the Hari Om chant. That was actually a tape of a live performance done about 30 years ago from Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if you're looking for powerful techniques, I'd highly recommend the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, which can be found at MaxwellGreenSite.com. And giving a little bit of a extraterrestrial spin to what's happening, we noticed that the crop circles emanating energies that do activate latent DNA. And for those of you who have heard or have been interested in DNA activation, I highly recommend the Genosha art. Also the activations that can be purchased through the net. And Drunvalo Melchizedek has a very, very interesting video out that's called The History of England, and talks about some of the sources of crop circles. And in that particular medium, he talks about crop circles coming from three sources, one from the inner earth, one from ascended masters, and the third source being from extraterrestrials. And for those who would take the time to actually study the subject of crop circles and some of the amazing formations that are currently taking place on the planet, I think you'll find it's well worth the study, and especially as it directly connects to the study of sacred geometry. I'd like to mention at this time that in our next programming, we will continue with some more channelings from Archangel Michael, and the topic that was mentioned was the change in space and our experience of that on planet Earth, and that'll be one of the focuses of the information from our next ET Yoga show, which will happen in 2 weeks. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone my sincere wish for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.